Welcome to Talk of the Town on this Monday. I'm Sherry Gibson, and Terry Egan is joining me today. Terry is the Executive Director for the FHN Foundation, and welcome to the program, Terry.
Sherry, it's great to be with you.
It's been a little bit since you've been in, so it's good to see you again.
Yeah, likewise.
We are going to be talking today primarily about Bowl for Kids' Sake, but first, before we get to that, the foundation, what is the purpose of the FHN Foundation?
The FHN Foundation is basically a fundraising arm of FHN to help build those assets that FHN needs to provide quality health care in our community.
And the Bowl for Kids' Sake is actually kind of geared toward Big Brothers Big Sisters, right? And the mentoring programs?
A lot of people don't know about that. FHN's Family Counseling Center, which deals with a lot of the mental health issues within our communities, has a program in it called Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it's also known nationally as Big Brothers Big Sisters, so we have a chapter here. And within a two-county region, we have over 110 matches.
That's wonderful. I know some of these matches, too. They're lifelong friendships that are established.
Oh, you bet. I was a big brother when I was
younger. Were you?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's a neat program, and it's just an opportunity. I mean, first of all, it's a very limited amount of time. Some people, oh, I'm too busy. We always hear that. But really, the I don't want to say time demands, but what is requested of volunteers really isn't that much.
We have three different types of mentors. Mentors that simply mentor in the school, and that's like after school, helping a student with homework. And then there's mentors who are matched with the students outside of school totally. And then we call those community matches. And then we have those matches that are a combination thereof.
So do you have enough volunteers right now, or is there a waiting list or anything like that? Do you know?
Oh, we could use 100 volunteers tomorrow.
Always, yeah.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Always more people that are requesting that type of a thing than there are volunteers to make that match.
Well, sure. There's a lot of kids out there who need direction. And there's no better way than by role modeling that through a responsible adult and mentor.
And, you know, one thing, too, that I think is kind of a misconception is people think, oh, I have to be this, you know, have a master's degree to do this, or I have to. And it isn't. It's just everyday type of things that they're just, in many cases, they're just providing time with the kids, isn't it?
It's a
Doing
lot
normal
of
normal things.
It's a lot of heart and some commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Big Brothers, or the Bowl for Kids' Sake, I mean, because that program, obviously you need funds to keep it going and to keep all of this work going. So the Bowl for Kids' Sake is one of the major fundraisers, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. It's very important to the program. And this year we have a goal of raising $20,000.
Ooh. Well, good, good, good. You have to have a good goal and hopefully you'll reach that. So how do people get involved with this?
It's easy. All they have to do is go to FHN.org. And follow the Bowl for Kids' Sake information there to register online. And we also have pledge forms online. So this year, if you are a bowler, you can sign up and get your very own fundraising page. You can put pictures on it. You can put write stuff on it. You can set your own goal. So there'll be a little thermometer there on your page.
Neat.
And if somebody gives online through your page, their name appears on your page and it scrolls all the donors.
Well, that's neat. Mm-hmm. And a really nice way for folks to keep track. And then they can send people to their web page, too. It's kind of a non-threatening way to do it.
Right.
If you will.
If you use the paper pledge forms, which we are also providing those online, you can download those. But those you have to take around neighborhood or wherever you go to ball games or what have you. If you have the electronic site, then you can ask Grandma and Grandpa out in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to give online, and they can do that.
Sure, sure. Everybody's got extended family and friends.
You bet.
So when is it going to be this year?
It's Saturday, April 30th from 1 to 3 o'clock, and it's going to be both in Freeport and in Stockton.
I have to admit, I didn't realize Stockton had a bowling center.
They do.
Well,
they
good.
Do, and they've been very generous, and it's a great site, and they've done this in the past.
Because you represent both Stevenson and Joe Davis counties, right?
You're right.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to take place that day. Do people, and I guess this is an obvious question, people don't actually have to bowl to still contribute and be involved.
Oh, that's right. You can give online. You can support one of the bowlers that is bowling online. And if you want to volunteer that day, come on out. We find something for you to do. It certainly helps serve and register people, help give prizes, those type of things.
There's always plenty of things that need to be done anytime you put an event like this together.
You bet.
Know, there's a lot more behind the scenes than what maybe you realize. And so the event is April 30th, did you say? Saturday, April 30th?
Saturday, April 30th from 1 to 3 in the afternoon.
This is perfect timing, though, because it gives folks a chance to get involved, and they've got a few weeks here to get some pledges coming in.
We hope so.
Yeah. Well, I guess the best thing for folks to do if they're interested in this or interested in contributing then would be to get online.
Yes.
FHN.org?
FHN.org will do it.
Now, if somebody isn't computer savvy or doesn't have internet, and there are people out there that don't, is there an alternative?
Yes, they can call our office, 599-6900. And that's 815 area code.
Well, good. Terry, thanks for coming in today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add today about the foundation or the Bowl for Kids' Sake?
Yeah, sure. I'd really like to thank our sponsors.
Oh, please.
Thrivent Financial for Lutherans is our title sponsor for the Bowl for Kids' Sake. Our strike sponsor is the Helm Group. And then our spare sponsors are Aero Computing, Burner Foods, Clean Pro Cleaning Services, Cub Foods, Dining Room Floral, Edward Jones, Lesher Heating and Air Conditioning, M45 Marketing Services, Subway, and Winter and Associates Property Management.
And boy, without those sponsors, I'm glad that you brought that up, because without those sponsors, you probably couldn't get this thing going.
Right. And that's a big goal of $20,000, but we need it for the kids, Sherry.
Sure. And how does this money directly go back to help the kids?
This money goes directly to paying for salaries of workers who go out and recruit the kids and recruit the adults and meet with them regularly and make these matches.
It is an important organization.
And they pay for background checks. We do secure background checks on all of our volunteers to make sure that the adults are matching up with these kids are safe.
Yeah, that's the primary goal.
Right. Volunteer food, travel, meetings, these type of things, that's what it supports. We don't have big buildings and everything else for this program. It is people helping people is what it is.
Well, Terry, I appreciate you coming in today. It's a great organization, and this is a fun way to help support an organization like that.
Yeah, it should be right up our alley.
Oh, you had to do that, didn't you? FHN.org is the website, and Terry, once again, the phone number.
599-6900.
Thank you so much. Terry Egan, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation. There's more Talk of the Town to come. Please stay tuned.